Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm your host, Margot Joy Denader, and I am a creative life balance coach, singer, songwriter, and the author of The Art of Living a Life You Love. I am happy and excited to have Kathleen Mazina as my guest today. Kathleen's work and play along her career and life paths have included work in the hospitality, meetings, speaking, and travel industries, as well as coaching and wellness work. Join us for a conversation about personal development, positive psychology, creativity, communication, connection, and Toastmasters during the show. Welcome, Kathleen.
Thank you, Margot. Really look forward to being here. First time on a podcast and really look forward to hearing and being and just talking it through.
Oh, I am so happy and excited to have you on the show today and to talk to you about those topics that are so near and dear to your heart and my heart, you know, including personal development, positive psychology, creativity, communication, connection, and Toastmasters.
Yes, Toastmasters. You are a fellow Toastmaster.
Yeah. And you're the president of our club, 1441 Toastmasters in Marin County, California, which is where we are broadcasting from. I'm here in Marin, and so are you. So the pictures that people will see in the slideshow of Mount Tamalpais, that's where we are. We're in Marin County. I think that where I'd like to start is to ask you, what inspired you to join Toastmasters? Because I know what inspired me to, and I have a feeling sort of a little bit overlap and similar. So what inspired you to join and when?
Well, thank you, Margot. Yes, I was inspired to be a Toastmaster actually quite a few years ago. I was a communications major in college at the University of Oregon, and when I was in Seattle, I opened up a resort, part of my hospitality arena work, and just was having so much fun there and had seen something about Lake Union Toastmasters and thought, gosh, that sounds like a great, you know, place to go to learn to speak better in front of people, to gain some courage and confidence. And when I went there, I was delighted. And I not only found just a great group of people there to start, but it just really reminded me of a cross-section of all kinds of ages and people, the same with now Southern Marin Toastmasters. When I first walked in the room in Mill Valley to Southern Marin Toastmasters and met just a variety of people, including almost 100-year Toastmaster, young, old, from every profession, and just everybody had such a unique style. And I was inspired to come just to learn more, how to communicate better, and to grow. That's kind of really it, Margot. I wanted to learn to speak better, be more confident, and have my courage to speak my voice and to hear how others spoke theirs.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that is so – I had a feeling it was really similar to the things that attracted me to Toastmasters in the first place as well. And, God, it took me years to finally try a Toastmasters meeting for the first time. And now I've been in it for over 15 years, and it has been one of the best choices that I've made in my whole life was to join Toastmasters, especially our club, 1441 Southern Marin Toastmasters, because we love to have fun. And I'd like to talk about that, about the fun of speaking.
Sure. And we talk about that every meeting. The core value of our club, well, we, you know, just like to be, of course, to be able to speak, but to have fun. Because if we have fun in speaking, Margot, you know this, it takes away the fear. It relaxes us so we can kind of slow down to the fun pace of it and really push our fear aside, because that's really what gets in the way. Gets in the way for me. And if I know that it's going to be fun, even like this talk show, I can relax and say, you know what, it's going to be fun, I'm going to be fine. So it goes more from fear-freeze mode to fun and flow. So that's why we kind of encourage everybody. At the beginning of the meeting, we say, we have the fun of speaking versus the fear of speaking, and that we all want each voice to be heard. And it seems to really be a good way to anchor into having the courage to just get up there and try it. Because another thing that I've heard that I really get to is we don't learn how to swim by reading about it. You have to jump into the pool.
So true,
kind of like
exactly.
We have to learn speaking by speaking, and we learn leading by leading, and we learn, well, you know, the guitar by playing it. So we have to have that first step to pick it up and do it, right? And that's
mm-hmm.
action-oriented. I remember in college there was a saying that I really liked. Actually, it was earlier even. And it was, there's a long step from saying to doing. And it can be a shorter step if we really just can kind of get past that, you know, fear thing and dive in and fail forward. Because if we have a growth mindset, we realize that whatever happens, we're just learning. We don't have to have it perfect. And we all get that stuck thing about it has to be perfect. We are skill building in Toastmasters. We come, we learn skills, we get more, you know, we every week we do that. We get to practice. And I had a college professor that used to say, it's not practice that makes perfect, but perfect practice that makes perfect. And I had to think about that when you said it, because the perfect practice is really kind of anchor of what we learn in Toastmasters. We have a formula. We have ways to get to that. So anyway, perfect, it's really not about perfection, though we get too nervous. It's really progress. Progress.
Exactly. And the thing is trying people who say, oh, I'm a perfectionist, not just about this, but about anything in life, they stop themselves. I've heard that perfection equals paralysis as opposed to the progress, you know, because if you're going to try and do it perfectly, then you're never going to even get started. And
no, that is so good. That right there is it, really, isn't it? Because that's the difference between the fixed mindset and a growth mindset is having that ability that there's like that, they call it the messy middle or the beginning. Like when we're going to paint something, right? or write something, usually that first draft we toss out. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we try it. So that was, how do we know? So I guess that's part of that, you know, fun versus the freeze, right? And keep moving forward.
You know, another one that kind of is part of that whole fun of speaking and helping get rid of fear is something that really helped me a lot with that, too, is to realize that fear and excitement can feel really similar. And to focus on the excitement, if you focus on the excitement of something that you really, really, really want to do, that starts to grow and it kind of tends to neutralize the fear. Now, if you only feel fear, though, a lot of times it's something someone else told you, you, quote, should do, or, you know, they want you to do, or whatever. But if it's something that you, your inner being, your spirit wants to do, then it has some of that, at least a little bit of that excitement in it. And if you focus on that, it grows. And the fun helps. Our spirit loves to have fun, basically, you know.
Yes, and kind of move towards the things that open us up to lightness. But I was going to say, I heard you say, Margo, I was listening, yes, it's like that nervous, people say, oh, I'm so nervous to get up and speak. Change that word, sort of a negative word, nervous, to excitement. There, that's also kind of a little trick, right?
totally.
So
you know,
if I say I'm nervous, there's an icky feeling, I'm excited, all of a sudden my spirit has been raised, I'm up level, I'm ready to get there, because those nerves actually help us speak better. They give us that energy and excitement. You know, some people say before speaking you want to be really calm and grounded. Yes, and you also want that energy of the little bit of the nerve, or changing that nerve word to excitement, so that when you get up on stage that you have that energy to kind of, you know, bring the audience up and have that. And the groundedness of having the calm. So there's kind of a little bit of a yes and as I say that. So that,
you know,
that seems to be a way to get through the fear.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, there's a quote that I love that I don't even remember what movie it was in, but it was a movie I was watching and I started writing it down in my calendar over and over again because I thought it was so cool. And it said, butterflies mean you care.
Oh.
So if you're having butterflies about doing something, in other words, that excitement, it means you care. And so, again, focusing on the excitement of it, the fun of it, and the growth of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
Besides, how can you
that
learn anything if you're not willing to make mistakes? You know, you can't.
Exactly. That's what it is, isn't it? And the butterflies, I've heard, you know, get your butterflies in formation. However you got to get those butterflies. And if you do feel that fun, or like, I know I wanted to take on a newsletter for this year because I thought how that would be fun. And I said yes because they were having a newsletter contest. And I thought, well, just throw myself. And then I thought, why did I say yes? But it was yes because there was something else inside of me. Even recently saying yes to, like, I wanted to learn a song and a ukulele. Something silly, but it was creative. And I thought, you know, it's time to explore some more creativity. We've been stuck in this COVID, you know, confinement for a year now. And I think, God, it's like having somewhat of a positive mindset, or actually a positive mindset, or really working on that to say, what can I do versus what I can't do? And it's been interesting because I think we can do a lot more than we think. And we have to be willing to say, it's okay if it's not perfect. It's okay. And what, you know, what is available and what can we find? I think it gets back to almost gratitude. What are we really grateful
for?
And it can be so many things.
Yeah,
like my gardening,
know.
You know, gardening became grounding for me during COVID time. And it's just, we can find those things that make us have some joy. You know, what sparks joy? I love Marie Kondo. You know, what sparks joy? Whether it's, you know, cleaning out your house, or whether it's something that all of a sudden you try that gives you that little bit of burst of energy amongst all the, you know, hard stuff. It's not all perfect. And we have to still keep pivoting and trying to find where we can find a little bit of time to pause to think, what is that next thing? You know, it might be a little bit gritty, but how can I have fun? And the ultimate end is just getting through and not being afraid of it, because there's more flow and ease. If it sparks something, like Marie Kondo, that sparked joy, then maybe we're onto something, is my thought. And from what I'm gaining from a lot of the positive psychology is getting those neural pathways set so we can move more towards positive.
Right. You know, it's so funny because so many, a lot of people say, oh, Margo is one of the most positive people I know. Or, you know, sometimes even my husband and son will go, what would people think if they saw Miss Positive right now? But, you know, I mean, I have my human moments. But the thing is that I love the whole outlook of positivity, but it doesn't mean that you're positive 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 or 6 days a year or whatever.
Exactly.
It means that you look for something. Yeah, you look for something good when a bunch of bad stuff's happening.
Right. And sometimes that seems, no, that's, you know, you'll be a realist, whatever. However, I had a friend, she had gone through, you know, some tough stuff and some, you know, cancer treatment. And she said, this happiness business is actually, you know, essential business.
Oh,
trust
yeah.
does not help us. And so, yeah, we can say, oh, she's happy, she's Pollyanna. No, it takes work. It takes work to have, to be a joyful attitude, to look at the positive, to find the gifts and the opportunities through the tough stuff. And there usually is, if we can slow down, embody what's going on, really get into the present moment and really take a look at it. And so many of us are running around, myself included. We get so busy, we forget to stop, breathe, smile, one of your favorites. Really take that moment of pause to be present. And, you know, really notice our five senses of sight, to hear, to touch, to taste, and to feel. And just really live this moment. Like my mom would say, you know, we've all heard this, the present moment is the gift. And she also said, hey, we're here, we might as well enjoy the ride. She had a saying, says, God, keep me alive while I'm still living. And she'd always chuckle every time she said one of her cute sayings, but they were full of joy and wisdom. She was not a Pollyanna. She lived through World War II. She has all kinds of hardships, but she knew, you know, sing songs like Blue Skies, Nothing Do I See Is Blue Skies. Well, yeah, we all suffer the winter fall, spring, summers of life. And I think it was Jim Rohn, a speaker from the past, who said, be ready in the summer for the winters, because they come. I just know that whole saying we all know is, it too shall pass. But we've got to make the best of what it is, because this is the time we have. So mom's saying, God keep me alive while I'm still living, is, you know, there's a lot of merit to it. So might as well have fun. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. So
I love Jim Rohn's excuse me, tapes that I have from Nightingale Conant, The Art of Exceptional Living. Oh, my gosh, yeah, you're reminding me of him. And you're right. I mean, we all have seasons in life. We're all human. So, I mean, it's not like just because we think with a positive mental attitude and choose to practice thinking. That's the thing. Focus and practice. Focus and practice, whatever it is in life. It's choosing our focus and choosing to practice thinking with a positive mental outlook, thinking about what we're grateful for, you know. And gosh, you're right. I mean, during the whole pandemic, I mean, we've had so many things to be grateful for, in spite of the fact that there's been a whole bunch of things that we can't do right now, including having our Toastmasters meetings in person. We had to go to Zoom when it started. And
yeah, we embraced that right away. And what we found, or I found, is, you know, we can still connect. And interesting, so Zoom is a gift through this whole time, is we still can connect with each other. It's unique and different. And I was taking, I've been doing a lot of skill building on the side during this time, and I was taking some computer classes to upskill, I guess is the word. And I met a friend in one of my classes who I actually brought over to Toastmasters. I had not met her for 5 months. We finally, you know, when we felt safe enough, we did a hike. And it was really interesting. When I met her in 3D, I still felt like I knew her, because I felt the connection even through Zoom. We still have it, maybe not the best, but it's possible. So I think that has been one thing. And just getting out, I think people are getting out in nature more. That has been a gift for people to get outside, to notice what's going on, to kind of slow down a little bit more, you know, rather than run, 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 go, go, go. And so I think that that's been it. And not to say it hasn't been really hard for some. I know my hospitality industry has been hit really hard, and many, many jobs lost. And it's been challenging. And I've also seen, thankfully, as many bad things that are happening in a day, there are those people that have, you know, rise up and do great things to help with food banks and doing what we can to, well, to help each other. That's the connection part of what I say. You know, connection is important, whether it's Zoom, hiking at a distance, or connecting with ourselves through like a yoga practice, or through even hiking, you know, whether we're hiking with one person or our own with nature. You know, learning to listen to others through, you know, tough times, and listening to ourselves, and just listening has been another big message during this time, and really always communication. That, you know, silly thing, we have two ears, one mouth, just to listen as well. And with that, I listen.
Oh, I know. I've heard that so many times. And you know what? It's like Will Rogers used to say, none of us is smart enough to remember everything we know. We all can use some reminders. Oh my gosh, yes,
absolutely.
That's so true. What I have, one of the things I wanted to point out, though, about doing the Toastmasters on Zoom is I had never used Zoom before we had to do it for Toastmasters. And at first I was very resistant to the idea of even doing the tutorial, and I'm thinking, oh, I don't want to have to learn this, you know. But then once we did the first meeting, I loved it, you know, because it's something, it's a whole new skill, a new way of being able to connect with people anywhere in the world, and even with our family. We started doing, after, thanks to Toastmasters doing the Zooms, I got used to it, and I thought, you know, it'd be really fun to do Zooms with our son Xander so we can see him and not just hear him on the phone.
Okay.
And so we've been doing family Zooms. And
birthday party Zooms, book club Zooms. It was a way to connect, and I, you know, I had a lot of friends having some big birthdays last year, and then we started learning about how to do backgrounds and using that creativity. You know, so it was really the connection, communication, and creativity all in one. How can you make it creative and not just, oh, God, another boring meeting, which in life or on Zoom can happen, and what creativity can we bring to that platform? And, you know, when we get back out there, when we're probably going to go into more of a hybrid type of a situation, some Zoom and some in real life, we don't know. But, you know, it's made people more creative in how they will connect. And so that's, you know, very fascinating to me as well.
Yeah, in fact, so you know, the funny thing is that I'm, when we can go back in person, and I love the in-person meetings, I love both. But so I'm kind of hoping that somehow we can figure out a way to do both. I don't know how we do that, but we'll deal with that when
well,
we get
to it. Well, I think that's part of the hybrid, and it's going to be a little technology, and I think it's possible. So I think as, you know, my industry is working with that right now, I think everybody has learned that there's, you know, where there's a will, there's a way, I guess is the saying there. And it's just that people are figuring it out. You know, this is giving us a chance to get, you know, get creative and figure it out.
Yeah, that reminds me of another saying that that helped me a lot years ago when Xander left to go to college is, I'll figure it out as I go.
Because
I remember people going, oh, you're going to be an empty nester. What are you going to do? You know, and I'm going, I'll figure it out as I go.
I know. I actually was thinking of an acronym because I was hearing that word so much, figure it out, F-I-O. Oh, my gosh, I hear that again, figure it out, you know, computers, this, that. But we do. We figure it out. And, you know, again, gonna, you know, not to overuse it, but how do you make that fun? You know, make it a game. Make it a creative. How am I going to get through this? You know, get through it or force through it. You know, this force of habit that maybe just with a little switch in our attitude is knowing that how great it's going to feel at the end when you actually can get through it and like, yay, celebrate, I was able to figure it out. That feels good. You know, it gets you to that, what we're looking for, at least in Toastmasters, is, you know, competency, confidence, and, you know, being capable. There is some joy in like, oh, yay, I did, like little kids when they're learning to walk, you know, yay, they can walk. It's just that figure out to be able to get that celebratory yay. So,
well, you know, there's seven C's that it started out with. I kept hearing during my meditation and my morning pages about five C's, and now I've got it up to seven. Mm-hmm. But they're one, connection, two, communication, three, creation, four, collaboration, five, celebration, six, curiosity, and seven, contribution.
Yes.
And, you know, actually, Toastmasters.
Fabulous.
Yeah, Toastmasters lets us do all seven of those. You know, we can make connections. We can learn better, more about communication. We can use our creativity. We can collaborate and celebrate like we're going to do tonight for Ben Parker's 100th birthday.
100th birthday party on Zoom. Yay.
Yeah.
Figured it out.
But, you know.
Yeah, that's
One of the things I wanted to say, though, that one of the beauties, though, of the way Toastmasters runs is that we have it all timed, and so we know when people are supposed to be speaking, and it's not like some meetings or Zooms that I've been on with family where there's too many family members and all of a sudden everybody's talking at once or talking over each other. And so that's one of the things that's been really wonderful about learning how to use Zoom with Toastmasters is people get to speak and they learn to listen. Toastmasters is about talking, but it's also about listening and becoming a better listener. And we hadn't even touched on this part yet. It's about leadership as well. And even though leadership wasn't why I joined in the first place, it was to learn to get over my fear of speaking. The leadership and being with people who value loving, kind, and creative leaders, which you are, by the way. You've been one of the highlights as a president of people that have led our club, and especially during this time. We really needed somebody with your positive outlook and somebody who, I don't know, you make me feel like I swallowed sunshine.
Oh, my. Well, that's really sweet. So, you know, I love the thing about listening and leadership. And I think I had said this earlier, but I heard a saying. I just read a book called The Listening Path by Julia Cameron, who did the morning pages, which we have talked about before. But a saying that really came out about listening, as we learn to listen, we listen to learn. So it is interesting, the whole listening. And the leadership, you're right, just jumping into being a leader, I was never going to be president, but I was encouraged. I call it, you know, they've voluntold. I was voluncouraged. I made that up last year because I felt like I said yes to try it during the Zoom time because I figured, oh, well, you know, why not? And again, you know, push through the fear and make it fun. And that's what I have done. I figured what can be interesting for people in the audience. And as in sales, there is this thing, I don't know if you've heard of WIFM, What's in it for me, WIFM. But in sales, we used to have, put it on their foreheads in the audience. Everybody has, what's in it for me? So you're really audience focused. So I feel like if I can help, what can I do to help each one of those people, you know, enjoy this and learn and give tidbits of learning and, you know, so we can really, you know, all get a chance at leadership. And every meeting we have a role that does that. But stepping into leadership into the officer's role has been interesting as well. And it takes courage. And, you know, how else are we going to do it unless we jump in? And that's how it works. And, like, just even trying to do the show where you've done it, you know, now you get to an ease, a better, like, it's okay. There's an okayness to it. And it's always okay. It's just we get in our own head in our own way with having all these, you know, kind of fear thoughts or however it is. So if we can move that aside and just grow forward and fail forward is what, you know, has been said, then, you know, we lead forward and we learn.
Yeah.
And then
we learn
more.
You're so right.
And we grow.
You know, you mentioned Julia Cameron in the Artist Way, and it was 20 years ago in February that I thought I'd try 30 days in a row of morning pages and had read her book, The Artist's Way, and I haven't stopped since. I'm still doing the morning pages, and I am so thankful for it, and I'm rereading The Artist's Way right now, and you've inspired me to get her new book about listening. We only have a couple of minutes left. So what would you like to leave our listeners with? What, a quote or a thought?
Oh, boy. I would just like to say to everybody, just, you know, jump in to the, you know, don't think about jumping into that pool. Jump in, whatever that is for you, that just try. And so if it's not perfect, you just get out there and take action and make it happen. And, you know, and have fun and just really put joy into things and notice where you feel that little spark of joy and follow that, like the Marie Kondo. What sparks joy, take some action, maybe, you know, a little at a time if that is it. So I would say just go for it. Have fun and enjoy the ride.
Right. Breathe, smile, and have fun, as we always say.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all that.
Yeah, that's so true. Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you for living your music in all of the ways that you do, Kathleen. Thank you for doing that. And also, I want everyone out there who's listening to this live or as a replay to think about what music you hear calling you. What do you feel inspired to do joy for you? I hope you're willing to just do it. Just do it. Feel the fear, which is really excitement, and go forward, right, Kathleen?
Yep. Do it anyway. Yes.
Yeah.
And find
it,
see what you learn along and see what you learn along the way. Yeah.
And just feel good about yourself for being willing to try. That's one of the things I forgot to mention earlier that has been so powerful for me is that if I'm proud of myself for just being willing to try, then that takes off the fear also, because then I can go, well, I did it. I at least tried.
Yeah, that little bit of yay, you know, little bit of yay goes a long way. So celebrate the little wins as well as the big wins and just enjoy. That's it. So thank you, Margo, for the opportunity for my very first guest experience on a podcast.
You're welcome. Bye for now, Kathleen. Bye for now, everyone. Everyone out there, remember. You're welcome. Live your music. Bye.
Cheers.